This is Justin from Australia. I love three things: knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
I'm suffering from some type of rash that's spreading throughout my entire body. Just standing there. This blister underneath my scrotum. I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. My groin area, my pubic bone, my testicles. I can see them. My groin area, my inner thighs, and my buttocks. Then once again. Lotrimin. You said you would
come and dance with me. Because he has a blister under his testicles.
Dance with me. Why do you feel the need to smell it? Across the sea. This blister underneath my scrotum. We can feel the motion of a thousand dreams. Well, I do sweat between my thigh and my ball sack. Doctor, doctor,
can't you see I'm burning? Are you sweaty? Are you a sweaty guy? Oh, doctor,
doctor. And my ball sack.
Keeps the nut sack from just laying against the thighs. Give such delight. That's actually good. We all leave
before morning light. Lotrimin.
Please don't go. Okay, and what kind of underwear do you wear? No, please
don't go. Tidy whities. I don't want to stay here on my own. Lotrimin.
Whiteys are good. Can't you see I'm
burning? I don't mind a burning ass. Oh, doctor,
doctor. That's actually good.
I always prefer a burning ass. Doctor,
doctor. Tidy whiteys are good. Can't you see I'm burning?
I don't mind a burning ass. Oh, doctor, doctor. Burning ass, Lotrimin. A burning ass,
yeah.
I don't mind a burning ass.
Tidy whities are good because it actually keeps the nutsack from just laying against the thighs.
I'm developing this rash in my inner thighs, my testes, my pubic bone. It's a very itchy rash. My skin looks like it's turning brownish, and it drives me crazy. Lotrimin.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homos didn't touch it.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No. No, no.
Hey, Donna!
Oh, snap! Yeah. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Heroes Talk, that's HeroesTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. I've got several cups of warm tea here, and I don't want to spill them. Why? Because I'd anger the Germans, who we're about to rock out to, you guessed it, Rammstein! Holy shit! Excuse my language, ladies and gents. This is the DJ New Style Show. We're your buddies. DJ New Style and Germ Freak are having a town hall debate about who is more disgusting and deserves to die more. Germ, how are you tonight, this very evening?
Why couldn't you record those things that we spent like a fucking hour on?
Excuse me?
Why couldn't you do that fucking thing that we spent time on?
You're talking about the thing that we're going to play on the break.
Yes. You did that?
We did one of them.
I apologize.
For those of you who don't know, Frank, and I don't know why he's jumping right into this, but Frank likes to program the breaks. I'm gonna sound a little bit off today because I have a sore throat. So, I'm gonna be drinking hot tea from very gay mugs. So
are you calling out sick tomorrow?
I won't be calling out sick.
Well, they're not really that sick then.
Oh, that's some good hot tea. I'm ready to go for another about 15 seconds. I didn't get to it, Frank, because I don't know. I had to get to everything else.
You know what? If you're not calling out to work tomorrow, then you're not really sick, and I don't feel sorry for you.
Have you ever had to call out of work?
You're not getting my.
Have you ever had to call
from
out
home.
Of work?
I work from home, you fuck.
Ever. So you've always worked from home?
For the last 15 years.
Is your mind unable to. You've never called out? You can't go back 15
years?
Well,
when I worked at a supermarket, I did.
So you did! So you did!
Yes.
How did that work out for you?
Fine. I mean, I wasn't really sick a lot of the time.
So you played hooky. You admit this. You admit this. You lied.
Did you play hooky? Did you?
So help me God, I will call the manager of the produce department, and I'll get you written up.
Isn't it true that you used to work at Frank's Nursery and Crafts?
I did work at Frank's Nursery and Crafts, yes.
And you're one of the reasons why the store folded?
No, I'm not one of the reasons why the store folded, although I should have been. I wasn't that much of a go-getter. I did run the occasional forklift into the occasional pallet of glass products. But
when you were,
but that's not what put them under. Poor business planning and an inept staff and an inept board of directors. That's what drove them under, not me breaking a few pumpkins and throwing them at the bank next door.
When a young filly came in Frank's Nursery and Crafts, did you go on the forklift and show off?
Whenever, first of all, whenever there was a girl there that came in, I'd look at myself and I'd think, how can I be impressive? How can a girl look at me and think, this is an impressive person? And then I realize, hey, I'm wearing a green vest and I'm pushing a fucking dilapidated forklift full of cow shit about 50 yards over and over again for 8 hours. There's no way that I can be deemed impressive or worthy of the occasional, hey, I'm really a fan of what you do for a living, bang. It's not going to happen when you're working at Frank's.
When I worked at a supermarket, I used to work at ShopRite Supermarkets in Edison, New Jersey. We had to wear like a Fat Albert hat, one of those big beanie hats, those Fat Albert hats.
The fucking Play-Doh boy hat?
Yeah.
You had to wear one of those big fucking beret hats?
Yes. Fucking huge.
Oh,
like
my God.
Like the one. Yeah, it was just awful.
Oh, you are awful. You actually wore that. What department were you in?
I was in mostly all the departments, really.
Oh, so you never really fit in anywhere? That you never really had a niche?
No, I was.
You were terrible at everything you did.
I was what's called a price changer. I would change the prices on all the merchandise.
Now you know what they call those nowadays, that position? Black people. They do that all the time. They take the tags from other products and put it on. Of course the snow shovel's 35 cents. Now, I don't really mean to get off on a racist foot.
Are you done with that?
That is my opinion right here, Frank. But I want to remind everybody, this show is not mean-spirited. No, and it's not racist either. This show, Frank, for fuck's sake, allows us to encourage you to love one another. And that's all.
I want to make an apology. Go ahead.
Well, since we're loving one another, what's this that you have to do?
I want to make an apology. I made fun of a certain group of people last week, and
is this something that like really heartfelt for you? You mean you really feel upset?
Yeah, because I've been thinking about it all week, and I want.
So how have you been? Don't say what it is yet. How have you been feeling all week?
I just felt as though it was. I feel disappointed in myself. And it's something that I don't usually do. I don't usually make these kind of jokes, and I just feel awful about myself.
So what did you say about the Jews?
I said nothing about Jewish people.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was it about?
We were talking last week about people with Down syndrome, and I made a cheap joke, and it was uncalled for. And
you're afraid they didn't get it because they're so stupid? Listen, it's okay if you didn't get the joke. Frank, sorry.
I just want to apologize. It was a cheap, disgusting joke, and I'm embarrassed that I said it.
Oh, I thought you were going a different way. Yeah, well, you know, I don't know that they know how to work the computer or tell it apart from the toaster, but if for some reason they got on the computer and are listening right now, I'm sure that they thank you. Or thank you.
You know, you're
I'm rotten. I'm sorry. I really am going to go to hell.
You know what?
I really
am
going to go to hell.
You haven't had kids yet.
That's true. That is true. I haven't had kids yet.
Okay, so you know what they say? You better watch your P's and Q's.
Mind your P's and Q's, Rooney!
Those who make fun will have kids like that.
That's what they say. And you know what? I think it's worked out in a couple cases just enough so that, you know, I will watch what I say about the retarded and every other kind of kid that I don't want to have. Basically, I will make fun of every kind of kid that I do not want to give birth to. Oh, my goodness. Frank, it's a mess. Speaking of kids, your kids are back in school now. You must be happy. They've been in for, what, a month now?
Probably a couple, 3 weeks or so.
Really? Just 3 weeks? God, I don't even know. I'm that disconnected at this point. Don't have kids.
Well, pretty soon you will.
Oh.
Yeah, they're, you know, same old ritual. Luke announced that he has a girlfriend.
What's his name, Kyle? no, really, what is his name?
If you know what, if that's how you're going to be the whole night, I'll fucking take the headphones.
Tell me about it. I'm sorry. Tell me about it. Listen, Frank, I apologize. I apologize wholeheartedly. Let me back up and issue an apology to everybody who has a son named Luke, who has a boyfriend named Kyle. I apologize to you from the bottom of my soul, my cruel and rotten and dark soul. I apologize. Tell me about your son's girlfriend.
No, he just said he has a girlfriend. He tells her about his cooking class that he goes to. He said he's going to make her something.
Ooh.
And I think it's cute. I think it's a cute thing.
He's going to cook her something. Give her something. He's going to completely upset the balance of man and woman. He's going to set an early precedent in this, what can only be described as a lifelong love, that he's going to be the one doing the cooking. You understand that? She has to give him something. She's got to come over with fucking brownies or whatever.
And guess what he said to me? I picked him up from school today. Guess the first thing he said to me?
What?
It's not about as he said, "Daddy, can we get a cappuccino?" I mean, how wild is that? 4-year-old
kid. Wow, it's wild. Why would he want a cappuccino? Are you feeding him caffeinated drinks?
He likes cappuccinos. What can I do?
He's going to be 3'6". It stunts your growth.
That's an old wives' tale.
Oh, yeah, and so is that if you make fun of the retarded, then your seed is going to come out with a large
they also
skull.
They also say smoking stunts your growth, too, but that's an old wives' tale.
Yeah, but one that came true is, you know, doing nothing but sitting in your basement will cause you to lose your hair. That one really does work out. So watch out, kids. Your basement may be cool, but 24 hours a day, a little too much. Right, Frankie? Right, Frankie? So he's back in school. He's got a girlfriend. Things are going well for him.
Yeah, he's a nice kid.
School was awful, man. School, I just remember, I think back and I think of so many embarrassing moments. Just things that made you uncomfortable.
I peed my pants in kindergarten.
Of course you did. I think everybody did. Everybody had to have peed their pants at some time within the first 2-3 years of school.
But then again, I peed my pants about a year ago, yeah, too.
Well,
so what difference
does that true. Make? That is true. I mean, you are in no way to speak. Yeah, Ed just confirmed that. He was the quickest to type that, believe me. But yeah, what's the cutoff for it being a little bit creepy and not just like, oh, you're growing up? It's a part of your growing up. What grade should it be expected that you don't piss your pants
anymore?
I have
to confess something. I was a bet wetter until late in my age.
Late 80s, you said?
No. I was a bet wetter. A bedwetter.
Okay. All right. So you pissed the bed until how old?
I would say probably like maybe like 6. That's pretty late, isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, is it?
6-7.
I mean, you had a man-sized bladder in your little boy body just filled with Royal Crown soda, and you couldn't help yourself. You wake up and you're in a puddle of piss soaked through your race car bed or whatever kind of bed you had at the time. I don't know.
One time I was embarrassed, so I remember I was sleeping over at my aunt's house, and I peed my pants. I peed my pajamas, but what I did was I took my pajamas off, I took my underwears off, and I put on clean underwears, but I put the dirty pajamas back on.
Well, you're shielding the critical areas with the
right.
The new underwear, but you're leaving a nice present for your aunt to take care of. She's gonna see you with the stain. I mean, or were you gonna try and pretend that it never happened? Was that the goal?
That's the goal. I was pretending like it never happened. I was like, my underwears are dry. I didn't pee my pants. What are you talking about?
Yeah, someone just threw this on me and on my crotch and on my ass and legs simultaneously.
Do you let your cat Ginger sleep with you in bed?
I don't sleep with any animals in my bed. Thanks.
I see.
I mean, I know you love having Marvin's permanently erect cock all over your little cheek. How's your dog's dick, by the way?
Better than ever.
Wow, it's great. I'm glad it satisfies you that much. When you piss your pants as a kid, you really do. You want to pretend it didn't happen, no matter how obvious it is.
Right.
I remember I was in music class, learning the do re mi's and all that, and knocking a couple blocks together, whatever. And I had these black pants on, and I couldn't control it, and I started pissing. So I figured, well, let me just keep pissing because I noticed that there were different shades of black on the pants. It was darker where there was piss. It was lighter where there was not piss. So I figured, let me just keep pissing until the pants are just really covered with piss. The teacher might think that they're shiny or of a really dark black fabric. But I guess there might have been a little smell. Or she probably saw it happen. She saw the cascade of urine go down my pant legs and ordered me away to the nurse. It's just embarrassing. But at that point, like, nobody really, like, it was young enough, like, first grade, second grade, maybe, I don't even remember. Young enough where it's not going to stay with you. You see what I'm saying here? When embarrassing things happen to you in school,
they will stay
with you forever.
We had a kid in high school who pissed his pants into class one time. That's pretty much stayed with him.
What grade? In high school?
Yeah.
There was this kid. I don't even remember his name. I just know that they called him Shitties. And that's why whenever I hear Shitties on Ron and Fez from Eastside Dave, it kind of reminds me of this kid. He had a problem where once he had to shit, it was coming out. When he felt the sensation of having to shit, it was already out of him. That was his problem. And it would just happen every now and then, every like other week, there would be like cones in the hallway roping off a certain area where Shitties just dropped another load. Just embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. What do you think, like, I mean, because what can you do in school, obviously, that you didn't want
to do? Well, nowadays, they have, for Luke, they have me, have us give him a change of clothing.
Really?
We have to give him a little bag with a change of clothes in it, which is a great idea, you know.
It is, but the thing is, now, who's helping your kid get dressed?
That's a good point.
The principal. Yeah, Luke. Yeah, how's Kyle doing? Let me see those pants. Is that Spider-Man underwear? I like Spider-Man.
Did you have underoos growing up? Because they were after my time.
I think I may have had a pair. I don't remember.
Fucking homo.
What are you talking about? I was like 4 years old. How can I be a 4 year old homo?
What
I don't understand.
Underoos came out after I was already.
I don't remember. If they're the underwear with the cartoon characters
or
whatever.
Superhero, right?
I'm sure I had a pair when I was like 4 years old. I don't remember what it was though, but it was probably like Batman or Spider-Man. You know what? Yeah, you would be gay if you had, like, the snorks. If you had snorks on your boots, you're a big fan.
I don't even know who that is, but it just sounds funny.
Yeah, it does sound a little funny. So, pissing, vomiting, or shitting, what is more embarrassing in school? Which kid do you not want to be? The kid that people talk about, oh, he shit his pants in, like, fifth grade.
Vomiting is the least embarrassing is vomiting.
I would say so. I would say so.
Because you don't have to...
No, go ahead.
Well, obviously, the shitting is the most embarrassing.
Well, with vomiting, what about being vomited on?
I've never had that happen to me.
Well, I did. Huh. I did. A whole year after the black pants incident, as I like to call it, the New York Giants were celebrating a Super Bowl victory. And I was wearing my, as a proud fan of the Giants, I was wearing my complete set of sweats that denoted my fandom of the squad. And I was really happy about it. And I was going on the way to an assembly. I was in line. And all of a sudden, this little girl named Amy just makes a weird noise. I turn around. I'm like, "Who's that?" All over my shirt, my pants, my Giants outfit's covered with this white, thick vomit. Just it looked like I even remember it now, like rice pudding. Just really thick and white and just chunky and gross. And she cried. I said, "Oh, what did you do?"
You made her feel worse than if she did.
Probably. I bet that's the type of event that you would never forget. Because I didn't forget being puked on.
Now, did this girl eventually go to high school with you?
Yeah, she did.
Did you ever bring it up? Did you ever remind her of it?
Never talked to her again. And not only that, I never wore the Giants thing again. Despite the fact
now,
that
tell
I was
me
a
what
huge
happened.
Fan.
Was this the beginning of the day or the end of the day? What was the situation?
I would say, like, after lunch, maybe a
now,
half
did
hour.
You have to wear the puke-stained clothes for the rest of the day?
Another trip to the nurse. My sister comes down with some clothes. I get a nice change.
Oh,
But now I'm less of a Giants fan. You understand? You understand what this girl did to me?
Now,
people may see me. They don't think I'm a fan of the Giants now.
Were you more pissed or more embarrassed?
I think I was embarrassed that I got puked on. So I guess that would probably be a little bit above actually puking. I think it goes puke, and then more embarrassing, being puked on.
Was there when you were did you see it coming? Could you have gotten out of the way? Did you have any fair warning of?
I was like a turkey being hunted by a hunter with a call. I looked over near the shrub. I didn't know that there would be somebody with a vomit rifle in it. I just heard, and I, what's this interesting noise? What is that? All over my shirt and my pants.
Now, what grade was this in?
It was, I think it was second or first.
And you never spoke to this person again?
Never talked to her. I couldn't even look at her. Wouldn't acknowledge her as a person.
What?
Well, first of all, you know, there are people that you don't acknowledge as a person either, right? And not because you don't like them. It's just because you don't see them. So maybe the fact that I didn't see this person very often after that was spurred by the fact that she fucking puked her French bread pizza and fucking white milk, skim milk on me or whatever the fuck it was. And, you know, lunch was terrible. They would give you fucking pizza with the sauce on it, fucking little fruit salad, some salad with dressing on it, and then milk. You just throw milk into that fucking mess.
It was
no wonder she puked on me.
It was always Thousand Island dressing or something like that.
Yeah, it was.
And it was never like, they always had it in a big fucking tub, at least where I was. You know, they didn't have it. It was just a fucking
gross. And you know what? We had when my friend Jimmy Rhodes came by, he was from Illinois. He had a weird accent and all that. He was the only kid to ever use the mayo. The only kid to ever use the mayo, and he used it on his chicken nuggets. Fucking gross. And that was another thing in that big tub. For some reason, no one used it, but they had the huge tub of mayo. He would just get a little swab of it on his fucking compartmentalized tray and just dip away, and it would be so gross. So gross. And another kid, his mom was the lunch lady. And she would go, "Robert, you want some salad?" "No, Ma, I don't want no salad." She goes, "Here's your salad. You eat it." It was fucking, that had to be embarrassing. Having a parent as one of the authoritative figures. Where does the lunch lady stand on the rung of authority in the school? Where do you think?
She's below the janitor.
She's below the janitor?
Below the janitor.
I would think the janitor is the lowest of the low. I mean, he's got to gain approval by giving random pieces of candy to just stray kids walking the halls.
The janitor, you know, when you're young, you think the janitor, it just sweeps him. You know what the most degrading thing for a janitor to do was when a kid puked in school and he had to put that fucking sawdust on the puke? How degrading is that for the poor janitor?
Just terrible. And sometimes they look in their little sawdust bucket, it's gone. They have to go to the wood shop so it sits there even longer.
It's just awful.
And sawdust, that's the magic cure, apparently, right?
Why is it that So in other words, I always thought that a janitor would just sweep and stuff like that. But they have to be technically savvy. I mean, they have to know about mechanicals and whatnot.
What,
so I
light
guess
bulbs? I'm going to detach this thing. I'm going to pull the old bulb out. I'm going to put the new bulb in. Then I'm going to go to my closet with the racy calendar hung up and the American flag and just sit in there for a while. What does the janitor have to do? Seriously. What's the biggest responsibility for a janitor? I mean, you know, the vomit probably has to be number one. I can't tell you, I mean, like, how many bathrooms or whatever, you know, were spotless. And there never really was an incredibly clean school bathroom in any of the schools.
Yeah.
Just fucking, it's awful. And yeah. You know what else? I mean, you mentioned giving a change of clothes for Luke. Having to bring anything in from home. That kind of fucking weirded me out.
Well, I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Show and tell, or you know what? In art class, when you may have been getting dirty, you had to bring in like an old shirt, the smock, so you can get paint on it. So here you are wearing something that you didn't even want to wear ever, and now this is just to protect you from fucking, you know, water-based paint.
Right.
Just fucking embarrassing. And what, you'd bring
what's
in like
embarrassing,
your dad's.
It was always your father's outdated shirt.
With like wingtips of a fucking flannel hunting shirt.
Yeah, so not only are you embarrassed that you're wearing a smock, but you're wearing something that's out of style smock. It's just awful.
An out of style smock. Yeah, yes. You're not wearing your usual designer smock.
Yes. And you know, what can you do?
It was
fun
awful.
Times.
And picture day? Is that coming up for your kids soon?
It came up a couple days ago.
Oh, you had it already.
Yeah, we had it. Did you ever wear, like, did your mother ever make you wear, like, get really, really dressed up for a school picture and you were embarrassed?
She tried. I would never let her. There was the kid that would go in the suit, though.
There's always that one kid who would go in the fucking suit.
The suit! And what are you going to do with these pictures? Oh, how embarrassing. You had a suit guy in your
We
grade?
Had a suit guy and... you know, well,
uh-oh.
I mean, typically...
What?
I mean, a lot of times the person who wore the suit was, you know, African-American.
So I've never heard of this, ever.
Yeah.
Granted, we didn't have any black people in my school.
And I think it was great. I always complimented him on it.
Well, I thought that was... Oh, you're talking about the suit? Oh, okay. Sorry. So you always complimented on him just to say, hey, nice suit, sharp dresser.
Right. You know, one time in third grade, my mother made me wear a three-piece polyester suit. Now, remember,
what
this
color?
Is 1978.
What color? Powder blue?
It wasn't powder blue. It was like a brown, light tan color.
What would it take...
It was the same one I
picture.
Used for my communion.
What would it take for you to get that picture so we could put it on the forums?
Oh, I could find it.
If you get that picture,
a polyester shirt with big collar, big wide fucking bell bottom 1970s. Oh, it was just fucking awful.
We need that. We absolutely need that to put it on the Heroes Talk forums. You go to heroestalk.com, click on forums, and you can talk and type and write things and read things. It's amazing.
And there was always a time where, like, you'd wear sneakers every day to school, but then one day or 2 days a year, my mother would make me wear a pair of shoes.
Oh, that's
and it was
awful.
Just I was so embarrassed.
I don't want to wear these. You're wearing me. And
they were the most
argument. Oh, Jesus!
They were the most retarded shoes you could ever fucking imagine.
and then it was even worse.
No, it was even worse. I wore a pair of shoes, and it was a girl who had the same pair of shoes as me. That was fucking mortifying.
Are you fucking kidding me? You go
no,
to school with the shoes, and some girl has them on.
She had the same. It was in third grade. She had the same shoes as me. It was just very mortifying and embarrassing. And one year, I put when I was in third grade, I put my mother's hairspray on my hair. And everybody smelled it. They called me gay names and stuff. It was awful, just an awful experience.
Because I guess the hairspray had a scent to it.
It had a
womanly
like
aroma. It was like
it smelled like perfume
like
or something.
Aquanet.
and people they you know, it was just a very awful thing. It was embarrassing. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Man, my throat's killing me, man. Getting a little sick. That's another thing. Your kids probably bring home a lot of diseases, don't they?
Perhaps.
You get that one kid that gets, like, fucking scarlet fever or something. Gets
we had a lice outbreak in our school, in my kid's school.
Well, that shouldn't concern you, right?
You know, that's a cheap joke.
I'm sorry.
So we bought the kids special preventative shampoo just in case.
So you're medicating them just in case?
I don't think we're doing it anymore. We just did it for a couple weeks. Maybe we are doing it. I don't even know.
you don't keep tabs on the chemicals that you rub into your kids' scalps. That's good. Have they ever brought home sicknesses?
Well, of course. What kind of question is that?
Well, it's called a segue question.
I apologize.
You know, to be literal with you. Go ahead.
Let's see the segue. What's the next topic?
Well, the thing is, you know, the kids pass around the fucking diseases one to another because they wipe each other's snot, they eat each other's foods, they sit at each other's desks, they use the red crayon that was up fucking little Ralphie's nose. It's all over the place, and it doesn't change because even in the workplace now, we have the one kid that refuses to call out. The one guy that refuses to call out because he wants to be seen as a fucking diligent employee. So he gets the entire fucking office sick. And now I am sick. And it's garbage. It's uncalled for, Frank.
You're not that sick if you're not calling out of work tomorrow.
Well, I mean...
And why are you going to work tomorrow to get other people sick?
Revenge! You fuck? I went there, I was chipper, having a decent morning. And then by like 2 o'clock, my throat started having a little scratch. My ears. I'm like, oh, wow, that's weird. I feel a little bit of a little pressure in my ears. 4 o'clock. My nose is stuffed. My throat really, really dry. I'm getting sick. I'm walking out. Yeah. Oh, God. I think I'm getting a cold, guys. I've had it since, like, Sunday. What the fuck are you doing here? Sneezing into the air vents. It's circulating. Now everybody's got it. It's fucking terrible. You wouldn't do that, would you, Frank?
Do what?
Call out. You would stay in. You would just make sure if you're miserable, everybody's got to be miserable. If you're sick, everybody in your office has to go through this. That's how I picture you.
Well, I do like when I'm not in a good mood. I do like other people to be in a bad, not in a good mood because if I'm suffering, I want other people to suffer.
Me too. Me too. So you think puking?
Do you put in your What do you put in your tea? What kind of condiments do you put in your tea?
Well, I have my tea right here. I have it right here. I'm showing you on camera in this huge cup. It's a cranberry tea with honey.
Oh.
Is that bad?
No,
it's delicious. I'll have you know.
I love honey in my tea. I love it.
Little scenes of Paris on the cup. A hot air balloon.
Yeah, where'd you get that? One of your fucking trips you go to?
Yeah, I did, actually. I brought it back from one of the gift shops in Vegas.
Yeah.
What?
You know what?
What?
You're an A.
What?
You know
what are you saying?
You go on all these fucking trips. Could you bring me back a fucking anything?
What? Bring you back?
I'm not even gonna say anything.
Wait. You're getting upset with me for real that I didn't bring you something?
You couldn't bring me back a souvenir. You know I don't go anywhere. You couldn't bring me back a little something.
What are
you went to Chicago.
Are you my little brother? I have to bring you a fucking thimble everywhere I go.
You went to the Outer. Listen to me. You went to the Outer Banks. You went to the Chicago. You went to Las Vegas. You didn't bring me back Skunjad.
Excuse me. Sorry, Fran.
You actually have a fucking picture or a video with your girlfriend. I think her name is Amanda.
On Frank and Barb. That's on frankandbarb.com. Yeah. Yes.
And you're in this store that's wall-to-wall souvenirs and knickknacks. And dust collectors, and you got me nothing.
Exactly. They're dust collectors. Why do you want
them? You couldn't get me a friggin' one little thing? I asked you to.
And I and you being somebody who's afraid of homosexuality, I figured it was a joke. So the thing is, Frank, what do you really want from me? If I go somewhere, what do you really expect? What's the souvenir that you're expecting
to
see?
Just something that's representative of the area you go to. For example, you went to the Outer Banks. Get me something with sand on it.
So I should buy you like a fucking seashell with OBX painted on it. Do you realize how fucking homosexual that is? Do you understand? Frank, I'm back from the beach. Look what I got you. It's a conch. You fucking fag. Are you kidding me? You really got me, you want me to buy you gifts?
Get me a mug or something? A mug that's ingenious to the area?
Ingenious? You mean indigenous?
Yes.
Frank.
And Frank. Yes.
Have you ever gotten... I mean, it seems... You love souvenirs? Is that what it is? You want people
it's
to
nice
think
to get
it.
A souvenir. I love souvenirs. Nice aluminum stuff.
Hate souvenirs. And not only that, I hate buying them. Because now I have to carry all the shit home. I pack perfectly, right, so I could barely fit on the fucking plane.
Let me
and now I gotta carry back fucking 18 mugs for people I may know.
Let me interject for something.
Come on.
There's somebody in the room here. I think she goes, her name is a girl. And she says, Frank, shut the fuck up. You got us nothing when you went to Lake George. Okay. You've been to Lake George.
Okay? I haven't been to Lake George.
Been there
I haven't been to Lake George. Where's my mug?
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking
Where's
to her.
My cup? Where's my thimble? Where's my... Here, let's go to the gift shop and buy something for Frank. Oh, look, here's some ironic pins. Oh, here's a fucking... a rack of shirts with stupid sayings on them. Oh, look, hermit crabs. Oh, I like hermit crabs. Keychains. One of them's got a condom in it, because he might fuck on Lake George.
Let me... You buy souvenirs
shot
for yourself?
Glasses. Oh, wow. Shot
you
glasses.
You buy souvenirs for yourself.
Fuck your knickknacks and your paddywhacks.
Did you buy souvenirs for yourself?
I bought these cups that I'm drinking, I bought for my fucking parents.
Well,
Listen to me.
Give me one.
Listen.
Give me one of
Frank,
them, then.
Frank, I tried to be nice with the souvenirs the first couple of times I went to Vegas. I brought a mug back for each of my parents. The next time I go, they say, have a great trip. And listen, you know, you don't have to get us anything, okay? Really, don't bring anything back. And now I'm thinking, oh, they must have really not liked the fucking mugs. And I'm like, well, what was wrong with the mugs? I'm like, listen, you know, how much fucking coffee are we going to drink? How much coffee are we really going to drink that we need more mugs?
All you got
I'm up to
mugs.
My asshole in mugs. So I'm like, well, what do you want? Look, we don't need anything. So, like, they've had it with it. So I'm like, fine, I'm not going to bring anything back.
I asked you to get me one of those fucking world-famous hats. You didn't get me a hat.
World famous hat. I didn't go to the Alamo. What am I going to get you? A fucking Stetson? What the fuck hat are you talking
Could've
about?
Could have got me a hat with the name of the place on it. Ah, screw
How
you.
Is that world famous? Every place has a place with the name of the place. A hat
I
with the name of the place.
I asked you
to
bring me a piece of pizza. You didn't bring me pizza back.
Oh, now I know you're fucking with me. How am I going to transport pizza?
I know. But seriously, in all honesty, you really could have got me something.
I'm never buying you anything. I will never think, oh, I'm enjoying my vacation so much. Let me stop for 5 minutes and think of Frank. That'll never happen when I'm in a store. I admit that right now.
You're saying this right now, you will never get me a souvenir.
I'm going to get you one now. It's going to be used, and it's going to be from trees, and it's going to have been wiped on my ass after a healthy meal. And I'll put it in a nice little baggie for you, and I'll write fucking whatever city I'm on with it. And I'll hand it to you. And I'll be like, hey, I got you something from Chicago, Austin, San Francisco, Las Vegas. Whatever. It'll be the same gift. The same shitty piece of toilet paper, wadded up, browned by my ass and meal, and handed to you with a smile. Why would you ask another man for a souvenir? Why would you do that?
Because, I don't know.
Frank, what's the typical souvenir? What are the most common souvenirs that people get?
Those little pendant flags, little
spoons?
Mugs.
You see people with spoon collections, little bell collections. Like, people have collections just so that they can get stuff from other people. They're like, oh, I collect bells. So now that's supposed to be in the back of your head whenever you're in another store in another city that happens to sell a fucking bell. You're like, oh, Aunt Rhoda likes bells. I better go buy her one. I hope she doesn't have Tuscaloosa.
I think I mentioned this a couple shows ago, but we went to up. To, my wife always has to get a Christmas ornament whenever we go away on a vacation. She's got to get a fucking Christmas ornament.
Amanda does
so,
that too.
So we went to the last place we went to. They had Christmas ornaments in the souvenir shop, but none of them had the name of the place on it. Okay, so long story short. The fucking cashier says, I can write whatever you want on it. Oh, that's ridiculous! All this is a fuck. it's the same shitty shell. You're just writing your name on it. Doesn't mean it's not like it's embedded in there. It's not like it's just you could say fucking be say Hoboken, New Jersey. It's the same shit. You could write fucking Paris, France on the fucking shell. Doesn't mean squat.
I would write Rwanda. That was a hell of a Christmas, guys. Hell of a Christmas. Yeah, the memories of the vacation. Shouldn't that be the pictures? Shouldn't that be the stories, the videos? Shouldn't that be something like that? And why do you need an item to signify an event?
I'm sure there's an item you have in your house that you purchased when you went on a family vacation with your family when you were a kid that you still have to this day, and you know where it is.
I don't. I don't have anything that I purchased on a family vacation. I don't. I just don't like to shop.
When I used to,
Every now and then, my mom will gear vacations. To this day, she gears vacations to the little shops. She said, oh, we're going to go to Mystic Seaport. I'm like, oh, what's out there? They have some, you know, it's a nice harbor. It's beautiful. I'm like, okay, well, what's there to do? Oh, there's all these little shops. I'm like, okay, you guys can go alone. I'm going to stay here while you go in the little shops. Well, why not? What's wrong with that? Oh, okay. You're going to go off and buy some fucking little tchotchkes that are going to sit on a shelf and you're never going to fucking think about. It's garbage. Why the whole trip is to acquire more garbage. It doesn't make sense. You had something you were going to say? You were...
Are you done acting like a retard?
I was acting like you, actually. So go ahead.
Now you made me forget.
Really? You don't have any item from a family trip? I know I don't.
I used to be into, well, I still am into presidential trivia. So whenever I went to Washington, D.C., I would get things with the presidents on them. Like they have these they would take like, they have this like, they take paper and they make it look old fashioned. They brown it up and they make it crunchy and it looks old fashioned. Are you familiar with these things?
Yeah, the copy of the Constitution,
the Declaration of Independence,
the,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they have one with all the presidents on it. And I used to be able to know the president's face and the person. I also
Well, let me ask you something along those lines. You're an expert of presidential trivia, right? You claim to be.
I'm very good at presidential trivia.
You are aware there's a presidential debate going on right now, right?
Oh, is that? Yeah, it is.
Do you know anything about the two men, one of whom might become our next president, or one of them is definitely going to be? But
well, what do you know?
Do you know anything about them?
Yes, I do.
What do you know?
That one was a prisoner of war.
One's a black guy, and one was in Vietnam.
You know what? That never even came to my face.
It never did come on your face. The day Barack Obama comes on your face, that'll be a fucking day to write about.
We're competing with the presidential debates.
We are. They're having a town hall debate tonight. That's why a lot of people are enjoying. They're listening to the issues, the hot button topics. And basically more of the same shit. They're basically hearing the live version of all the commercials, one after the other, alternating.
So let me get back to what I was saying before you bore everybody. When I was a kid, we used to drive to Florida every so often. And where I live in the state of New Jersey, fireworks are illegal. But once you get past, I think, North Carolina, you can buy fireworks at a place called South of the Border.
You can buy them other places. You don't have to stop at South of the Border, even though the 17 billboards are beckoning you to come in.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, everybody knows that.
Okay. And I'd get my fireworks there, and that was good times.
That was great. Fantastic times. Loved it. Fireworks. I mean, did you bring them back? You light them off? I mean,
we used to get a variety pack.
The preset, pre-chosen ones.
Yes, it was a box of fireworks.
We call that the pussy set. You're basically supposed to build your own. You buy M80s, you buy some of the big fucking rockets that you put in a metal pipe that you hammered into the ground. And that's it. That's all you need. You wire some of the M80s to the rockets, you light both of them, you get a drunk uncle say he can hold on to it and dare him how long he can keep it. It's all good. It's fun.
You ever put an explosive around an animal?
No, I never did. You?
Did you ever see anybody do that? Do you know of anybody who's done that? We all know somebody who's done that.
Yeah, well, I mean, everybody's like, dude, give me a frog. Give me a frog. I'm totally going to blow this frog up with this M80. You have no idea how cool this is going to be. Actually, I have an idea what's going to happen. It's going to be loud, and the frog's going to be gone. That's really it. But everybody
would
wants
you
to
have
blow
ever done
frogs.
Something like that?
No. And even at a young age, we played with fireworks and all that.
Isn't
little,
it true
little
that
firecrackers
you once...
and one of my friends, my Korean friends, who had little to no supervision, basically ran the house from like fucking 6 a.m. to like 6 p.m. They would light firecrackers off of the burners on the stove and throw them at each other. They're Korean, so it actually isn't. They would take can lids, the little tops of cans, cut them into Chinese stars, and throw them at each other. One time, one of them got stuck in the other's shin, and the father came home, and that was time for me to leave. We'll see you guys later. I gotta go. He was a bit of a drinker, and that's, you know, nothing old against the guy. But when he came home drunk from work, just to see one of his kids bleeding because a fucking Campbell's soup can has been fashioned into a Bruce Lee throwing object and is now lodged into a bone, he's not pleased. Do you ever have any crazy friends like that? Any wacky friends with no parents over?
Well, you had the parents who didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You always had those.
These were the parents who let the kids smoke. You know.
I smoke with him. As long as he smokes with me, it's okay. He drinks in my house. He can drink here. You can't drink nowhere else. The parent that just doesn't give a shit. They smoke and drink alongside of their fucking sixth grader. It's amazing. Honor roll, not in this kid's future. Lung cancer, maybe. Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, Frank. And what?
The place to be.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, and I'd like to invite all of you to join in on a fantasy cavalcade every Thursday night, 8 to 11 p.m., Best in Show Radio. That's bestinshowradio.com right here on Hear Us Talk, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. That's right, they've moved to Thursday nights. That's 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in, and you'll catch something like this.
Okay, well, here's a bathroom incident. I was go-go dancing, so there was already a sexual charge to it. I'd flashed the crowd, and then I was getting drink tickets by flashing the bartender. My friend and I we did it so much that we actually got ourselves kind of worked up. So she looked at me at some point and was like, yeah, we got to take this to the bathroom. We locked ourselves in a stall, and the position is if one of you stands on the toilet, then the other one is at the proper level for face to crotch. Yeah, I've made out in bathrooms with girls a lot.
Can I ask two quick questions?
Sure.
One, who's standing on the toilet? Two, what direction are they facing?
Let me make it better for you. I had a skirt on, so I just hiked it up. So she stood on the toilet, bent over, so she was leaning against the wall behind the toilet to make everything available.
I could think of nothing better. Oh, wait, no, I can't. When you got on the toilet, did you assume a similar position?
Yeah.
I keep using the euphemism, eating a girl's ass. The popular euphemism. It's actually more of a proverb. It's based on Proverbs 3:19, and then the ass shall be eaten.
We did everything we would have done alone in the bedroom.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to the restroom for about 15 minutes, guys.
15 minutes?
Yeah, I'm going to do 14 times.
Once again, Best in Show Radio is live every Thursday night, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show.
Casting live from Chicago! Yeah! Don't switch to here, Nick, because you are now listening to the DJ Arlovsky Show!
Andre Arlovsky.
Andre Arlovsky!
I feel very good, thank you. I'm ready to defend my
Who's next?
Title.
Andre Arlovsky!
Has a message.
Hello, this is the Andre Arlovsky. I am proud to say that listenership to the DJ Arlovsky Show has dramatically spiked, and for good reason. I have been featured on CBS's Elite XC Affliction Fighting Show, where I used my skills to prove beyond shadow of doubt that I am the master of punching fat people until they collapse under their own weight and shame. Although CBS chose not to use me for main event, there was stunning conclusion featuring black man with only beard and no hair on top of head named Kimbo Slice. After becoming popular on the YouTubes by brutally assaulting people who happen to have wandered into his backyard, he has been trying to legitimize by making actual MMA fight career. Well, a Affliction event had last minute change in main event opponent for only beard black man. And lo and behold, toughest man at Underground Dice Game was soundly defeated by probably homosexual with the hair color of a vagina's insides. Now, joining me on the show, the DJ Arlovsky Show, Kimbo Slice. Now, Kimbo, tell me a little bit about this fight.
Hey, man, we'll do, man. You don't fight, man. We'll take a train, man. We'll drink. Motherfucker, they can't share about this 7 Jelly, man. You know what I mean? Like last minute, like what? Oh, dick.
And your loss, that terrible loss where you look terrible. I might stress also that loss that you look terrible in was to probably homosexual. How damaging is this?
Hey, yeah, but man, at the end of the day, man, you gonna train, you gonna fight, man, get a diet, get the motherfucker, you take any motherfucker, man, get a diet, man, exercise, man, go fishing, and eat some food.
One day I hope that we get in cage together and I embarrass you, as I have the last 5 nobodies who have been propped up in front of me. Would you have accepted this if this were put before you?
Go with your ass, nigga, man, whatever, man. Motherfucker, man, trade, man. I'm gonna take a dive, man, at the end of the day to be the homosexual, man. I'm fighting anybody, man, and I'll be all day.
Ha, Perhaps I give you number for actually interpret. Thank you for the call, Kimbo.
Yeah, man, you know, I'll be all day.
And that is all for the DJ Arlovsky Show. If you want to see more of the black man with only beard and no hair on head who lost to probably homosexual, you should probably go look for more on YouTube. If you are wondering what has happened to my fight with Fedor, then you must not be aware of Russian mob. Good night.
Get Birkin, get your decoration. Get off the ship!
Hello, anonymous internet. I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Oh, yeah. Nice to meet you indeed. It's the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming. Your Tuesday night miracle on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Frank, are you okay? Jesus.
Yes.
Hear us talk, frequently imitated, never duplicated. Thank you. Thank you very much. Frank, what are you doing?
I'm eating an apple.
You're eating an apple.
I picked this apple when I went apple picker.
You want to rephrase that?
I went apple picking this weekend, and that's a fresh apple. And it was I'm the only person, it was only touched by my human hands.
Well, they picked it. They picked it. Did you pick it off a tree?
No. I picked it myself off, and I picked it off the branch myself.
Oh, because
no human hands touched it.
You do realize sometimes they say apple picking, but it's really just you fucking picking them out of a basket.
Yeah, I picked them on the fucking tree. Are you deaf?
Are you fucking deaf, you bald fuck? I said sometimes. You rotten fuck. I'm trying to open a fucking avenue of communication with you, and clearly you're taking a fucking adversarial stance with me over a fucking apple and who touched it. I don't give a shit who touched it. Because now it's the fall, and it's supposed to be nice and yellow colors and orange and beautiful, peaceful, serene. And look out, it's too short, because the winter's coming. Ooh, the winter. But for right now, let's enjoy the autumn, the Indian summer. Frank, you went apple picking? Did you pick any pumpkins? Is that the only thing you picked? Is that it?
Well, yeah, we went apple picking and pumpkin picking.
Really?
And we went on the fucking famous hayride.
You went on the hayride?
I went on the hayride.
The hayride.
The hayride.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about the hayride. The hayride as a kid, and even now, honestly, it sounds so impressive. It sounds like you're going to be whisked away while you're in like a fucking a bale of hay. You're in this hay, and you're going to be part of the action. What is it actually, Frank? Describe it to us.
It's like a fucking flatbed trailer type of thing. With some hay thrown in it. It's got like plywood flooring, and you have to sit there, and the guy tells about his fucking zucchini plants as he's going through the fucking farm. It's the most boringest thing in the world.
Man, look to your left. We got the zucchini patch.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And you're sitting in this fucking this trailer that doesn't have a roof on it, where there's like there's a few little sprigs of hay just thrown on the fucking ground. That's the extent of the hayride. And maybe there's a hay bale to sit on. So it's like, you know, I don't understand the appeal, but for some reason the word the hayride sounds fucking fun. It sounds like you're being brought in this big container of hay that they've brought from some field, and you're just gonna jump in it like it's a fucking ball pit, but with hay. No, you're just sitting in a fucking truck while some hayseed tells you where his fucking favorite vegetables are growing. It's ridiculous.
It's awful. It's a waste of money and time.
And that's all you did? You went on the hayride?
I went on the famous corn maze.
Oh, that's another staple. You go pumpkin picking, you're not just picking pumpkins and fruit, my friend. No, you get opportunities to ride on things and to go and find your way through the oh-so-difficult labyrinth made out of fucking corn.
Now, this wasn't so much... Now, you know what a labyrinth and a maze is, where you have, like, dead ends and this and that. This was more like a corn trail. There were no fucking dead ends. It was a fucking... You walked from the beginning to the end, and that's it. No dead ends.
And the worst
no
is...
No twisty things, no nothing. I was in and out of there in 30 fucking seconds. It was a fucking waste of money. So my,
how
my
much? How
Lauren
much did you
was
pay?
So disappointed. Lauren was so disappointed that we had to do it three more fucking times and go in and out like a bunch of fucking yo-yos.
Well, how much did you pay?
$2.
You paid $2. The one I went to was $7 a piece. Naturally,
oh my God.
There's video evidence of us admitting we didn't pay on frankandbarb.com. The corn maze, like, how are you going to charge $7 a person to just go into a corn path? They're never very elaborate. And also, sometimes you go early in the season, and your fucking head is over the top of the corn. It's clearly for the little kids.
So you took it upon yourself and said to yourself, you know what? $7 is too much to pay for a corn maze. You figured you just go in for free. Is that what you're saying?
My girlfriend wanted to do the corn maze.
Now, who's your girlfriend?
My girlfriend, Amanda.
Okay.
My lovely girlfriend, Amanda. She walked along the side of this corn maze, looking, oh, this would be really fun. This would be fun. We should do it. I'm like, yeah, we'll do it. Knowing that I wouldn't do it, because I wasn't going to pay $14. And all of a sudden, she just fucking walks through the fucking corn. She's like, come here. So I walk in, and we're there. She's like, we're in the corn maze now, so we don't have to pay. So I recorded the video. It was really just uneventful and boring. And there's never any excitement to it. And so, you know, we usually do the same things you do. We don't pick the apples or anything. We go pumpkin picking. We have been on a hayride, but that's just because they use that to take you to the pumpkin patch at some of the places. And they have like little pyramids of hay bales or whatever. It's all for the kids, but Amanda likes doing it. So we do that. And that's just part of our fall routine, going pumpkin picking.
I do love the crispness of it, though. I just love
the Christmas.
The crisp. C-R-I-S-P, crisp.
You better enunciate then.
Crispness of fall.
I like that, too. I do have a confession to make, Frank. I do go pumpkin picking.
I know what you're
going to
say.
I go
that
pumpkin
fall's
picking.
Fall's your favorite fucking season. We know it.
No, I hate fall.
I apologize.
Don't fucking make assumptions when you're going to be dead wrong, fucker. I go pumpkin picking, just like you. You go there, you buy your pumpkin, right?
Of course. We go there, we pick
you
the pumpkins.
Pick the pumpkin.
Could I finish, please? We put them in a cart. We wheel the cart to the weighing machine. They weigh the pumpkins, and we pay for them. That's what you. It's fun to pick out your own pumpkins.
On the
thing there, and the pumpkins you pick, you pay for and you bring home. It's fun.
So we go there, we pick our pumpkins, we go back on the little truck or whatever, and then we get online and then we don't take them. We leave them there on the ground and just walk away.
Excuse me?
Go to Walmart and buy pumpkins for fucking $2.
Excuse me?
So we get the pumpkin picking aspect of it. And then we just go get pumpkins cheaper.
Wait a second. You mean to tell me that you go through the whole ritual of the pumpkin picking, but you don't actually buy the pumpkins. You leave them there, and you go to a fucking supermarket of some sort to buy your pumpkins there?
Yes, we don't buy them.
How cheap?
No. Listen. The first year we went out, naturally, you pick the big pumpkin because you want to carve them. You want to do things to them. So Not only do we find the biggest pumpkins we can find, she decides, I don't think I can carry them. So I'm carrying these two fucking huge pumpkins and standing in line for about an hour and a half. I get there. I look at the people in front of me. They have like a little fucking little jack-o'-lantern-sized pumpkin, maybe the size of a basketball. They have two of those. Okay, that'll be $30. I'm like, holy shit, I'm going to get fucked here. I ended up paying like $70 for two fucking pumpkins.
Yeah.
And so I took them home. You know, we did all that. The next year we go, we pick our pumpkins, we get in line. She's like, let's just leave these here. There's like pumpkins for fucking $3 at Walmart. So I'm like, fine. That's what you want to do? Fine. So we go, we leave them there, and we go to Walmart and we pick out the pumpkins. But the last couple years, that's what we've been doing. We don't actually go and buy the pumpkins. It's retarded to pay $70 for pumpkins.
Ridiculous. We all knew you were a miser. I mean, you have the first penny you've earned. Let's call a spade here. Okay?
You know, Frank, I thought you were going to be on this kick that it's just fucking bullshit to be racist. I'm not going to stand here and have you call spades or whatever. Mike Nice really is not going to sit here and take that. Mike Nice, I mean, what do you think about Frank calling a spade? I just don't understand it.
Ridiculous.
It is completely ridiculous. Whoa. Yeah, it is.
What the fuck was that?
that's what we call a misfire in the biz. Oh my god, let's continue on. Moving on. Holy shit. I say in the biz like I'm actually in the biz. And I'm not in my bedroom where I jerk off. Continue. I don't buy the pumpkins. I go to Walmart and I buy the pumpkins there. Or Target or wherever.
It's just when you have kids, are you going to do the same thing?
No. I mean, the thing is there's no real sentimental thing to the pumpkins for us, except for the fact that we carve them together.
The pumpkins at like Kmart are the worst of the worst.
No, they're really not.
Irregulars. Those are the irregular pumpkins.
The irregulars. We find, I mean, if they're shitty, we're not going to do it. We'll go and we'll go to a real place and buy it. But the place we go to, they charge way too much fucking money. They happen to have a decent setup. They have some snacks and whatever, and then, you know, some activities or shit like that. But she just really likes it there. She likes the process. Doesn't really care about the products. Just wants to carve them and enjoys carving them with us. I don't understand why you're so up in arms with this. And you call me cheap. That's the fucking, the thing.
You are a cheap fuck.
I am not cheap. I am far from fucking cheap. Believe me. Believe me. I don't understand how you can sit here and fucking make the insinuation
that
I'm
cheap. Only reason that you go to church with your parents is so you can get a free breakfast afterwards. You told me that.
I didn't.
You told me that.
That was a joke. Partially true. I do like the Taylor ham, egg, and cheese sandwich that I do get after church. However, you know, come on. Frank, seriously. If anybody's cheap, it's you. You are cheap. You're stingy. We have a video of you eating fucking pumpkin cake, complaining that it's $2.
Meanwhile, but I still bought it and paid for it.
Yeah, and about 50 times over, you've done that. You've probably regretted it each time. You're so cheap that you gave up on your favorite drink place, Starbucks. You gave up on it. Why?
I purchased my own.
They do right by you, but you're so cheap, you got to go get your own little machine. They treated you like a fucking king, tolerating your shitty order. What was it, by the way? What was your order? What did you get?
What I used to get? I used to get a Venti Breve Latte, 4 equals extra hot, no foam.
Yeah. They put up with that over and over and over again. And this is how you thank them, by never going back again. Cruel. And you call me cheap. I go there, I spend fucking, I leave a 20 on the table at Starbucks, and I just get a fucking little bag of almonds. I'm like, hey, thanks for the almonds. They're delicious. Send a letter to California. They're fucking amazing. Jesus Christ, Frank. But it's the fall. It's the fall time. It's just part of what I do, Frank. I like to carve pumpkins. I like to go to Halloween stores, get the costumes. Look at the costumes. Have you? When was the last time you've ever dressed up for Halloween?
Wow. It's hard to concentrate tonight, Ken. Just FYI. Let's see. The last, let me think. Probably sixth grade.
Sixth grade?
Yeah.
So you haven't been to like an adult Halloween party?
No. They're embarrassed. To get dressed up as an adult like you did last year is embarrassing, and I was embarrassed for you.
It's called fun. It's
embarrassing,
fun.
And it's embarrassing for you. You look like a complete buffoon.
So you miss out on Halloween parties. Granted,
hey, it's Halloween, bitches. It's almost Halloween, bitches.
Granted,
remember that video you made? That fuck. I'm having a dilemma. Do I get the large size or do I get the smaller size?
Frank, the thing is, you're missing out on what could be a good time. You go to the Halloween parties, you get drunk, you eat, you do whatever.
Fun. How was that Halloween party you went to last year?
It was bad, but there are good ones, and you're missing out on all of them by not dressing up. Oh, you could go to these parties and risk being the, hey, you know, it's Halloween, but I don't dress up guy, and you'll be the only one. There's always one at every one of those fucking parties, and the one we went to had like some pop collar fucking douche who was too good to put a costume on. Everybody here looks like a complete sack of shit dressed up like whatever the fuck, but this guy's got to come in his fucking pop collar and his fucking shell necklace like he's a fucking faggot not dressing up. You know what, Frank? You don't dress up on Halloween? You're gay. That's what I say. But the problem is...
I'm just embarrassed. I just feel awkward. I'm just... Like, did you feel embarrassed when you dressed up as a 70s person?
I didn't. At all. I mean, as you can tell from the video you like to imitate, I went to Wawa in my fucking 70s costume while people were there, and I fucking did my thing. And I, look, what do I care? It's fucking Halloween. Or as people say, Halloween. It's Halloween.
What did you used to do for Mischief Night?
Did you ever go out?
Yes. What did you do?
I had a very elaborate thing that I used to make called the mystery shit. Basically, you take every fucking cleanser, every powdery substance in your cabinets, your refrigerator, your leftovers, everything. Mix it all together, and you smear it on people and things. And it was pretty fun. I would also extend Mischief Night to Halloween after I'd stopped trick-or-treating in, like, the fifth grade. I would go, and I would take the mystery shit, and I would dump it in people's candy bags. So this fucking mixture that if I actually got a good whiff of would make me vomit. I have vomited from just smelling it. I poured all over somebody's Charleston chews. Just right into their fucking bag. One year for Mischief Night, I spent about 2-3 hours filling up a 3-liter empty bottle of soda with piss. And we dumped it on some kid.
Well, you should be proud.
We dumped it on a kid who was actually Jimmy Rhodes. Dumped it on a kid, and this goes back to the very first thing we were talking about. This kid will never be known as anything else but Piss Boy. Piss Boy. And not from this event. From the time when they take the Little Leaguers out to the Yankee Stadium and see a Yankee game, and he had an Arizona bottle full of piss thrown on him from one of the bad kids. And from then on, he was called Piss Boy. And to keep it alive, we threw 3 liters of my piss on him. It was really a class time, Frank. What did you do? You soap a couple windows?
Just shaving cream.
Class of 87 rules!
Yeah. Okay.
Seniors rule!
Soap.
That's all you did? What was it?
Just shaving cream and eggs, normal stuff.
Yeah. Oh, did you ever put little slices of stuff on it, like bologna on cars? People were known to do that.
No, but I know that wears the car out.
It does. It doesn't wear the car. The car stopped running, and he put some fucking Oscar Mayer right on my hood. It didn't work anymore. It takes the paint off. Speaking of bologna slices, we are blessed with the Kraft single. Do you understand, Frank?
The Kraft single is delicious, delectable, individually wrapped cellophane.
There's a cup of milk in each one. There's a cup of milk in each one. Individually wrapped cheese, Frank.
Exactly.
You know how great it is to have things individually wrapped? I mean, for you especially, you are the germ freak. You're afraid of people touching your things. Now you can be assured that the food hasn't been touched. But for organizational purposes and for ease of use, I don't have to cut slices of cheese. I just take a plastic little fucking thing, rip the plastic off, and drop it on the sandwich. Well, someone has done it, Frank. They have extended this lovely thing to one of the most beloved sandwiches ever, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. They now have PB slices. This is individually wrapped slices of peanut butter in the same fashion of the Kraft single. Now, have you seen this?
I've seen it, and I think it's a wonderful, wonderful idea.
It really, I mean, I'm looking at it right now. I found it on SeriousEats.com. It looks just like a Kraft single, but it's peanut butter. Now, you know,
I think it's wonderful.
Do you know how fucking easy that would make a sandwich? And you would have the perfect amount every time.
There's nothing worse than getting a knife in there and scooping out that crud and getting it, and especially when it's the peanut butter is on the bottom of the jar.
Yeah,
you get a little bit on your fingers.
You scrape that jar, you can't get it all. It's impossible. There'll always be little streaks, and you'll keep it for a couple days extra. And you're like, ah, oh, fuck it, I'll never get it out. Let me open the new one. It'll never happen again with the individually wrapped slice of peanut butter. Now, why has it taken so long to come with this? Why has this not been out with sliced bread? I mean, you think you get bread, it's pre-sliced, you don't even need a fucking knife to come up with a piece of bread. Now you don't even need a knife to spread the peanut butter on. Why can't we bring this out into other avenues of food ease? What should we use? I mean, you've seen this before, haven't you? We've seen this before. I would say in one of your favorite shows, correct? Individually wrapped.
We had the pudding skin singles in the episode called The Blood, Seinfeld. I believe it was episode 160.
That's put the groundwork out there for the individually wrapped item. The irregular individually wrapped item. We've had the cheese and all that. What else should be available as an individually wrapped
slice? I think
it
should be things that make a mess that should be individually wrapped.
Absolutely. Things that are a pain in the ass.
Excuse me?
Things that are a pain in the ass to deal with. You got to get a fucking
spoon. I think like
making
a nice ringlet of cream cheese for your bagel would be nice. A nice slice of cream cheese.
Circular slices with a hole in them for for bagel toppings. Why limit it with cream cheese? Let's go jelly. Let's go butter. You know, get a nice little thin slice of butter, throw that right on the bagel, and you're set.
Now, when you get a bagel with cream cheese out, aren't you nauseated by the amount of cream cheese they put on the bagel?
I never get it, but I know what you're talking about. They may as well just take the entire package and put it in between. That's a bagel. No, that's a fucking heart attack. I don't need that much fucking cream cheese. I like a thin little glaze of it on there. I want to hear the bread scrape as it's being put on. But no, some people are like, dude, I need like 5 inches of cream cheese on my bagel. Now, are you a person that needs a lot of toppings on
the
bagel?
I put a very, very microscopic layer of butter and cream cheese, too.
Butter and
also,
cream cheese?
No, either or.
Oh, okay.
I think that it depends
on the type of
on
bagel?
The type of bagel. Yes, type of bagel.
Yeah.
Well, for example, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go.
Well, cream cheese on a pumpernickel bagel. I think butter would be better on a pumpernickel bagel.
I get the same fucking bagel every time, and I never get fucking brown bagels. I get the multigrain, the slightly brown ones, or I get everything. I mean, it's either one of those two. Frank, we have the PB slice, a slice of peanut butter. You want to wrap it?
We have the power and the technology.
Why don't we have a fucking jelly slice? You know how easy it would be to make a fucking peanut butter and jelly?
I think you better keep quiet with this, too, because I think you're saying a little too much now.
You really think that somebody's going to steal this idea?
I think you're giving too much out.
Do you get like that? Do you come up with ideas and you think that, oh, they're going to steal it from me, so I better never mention it again?
Yes, because I bet you there's somebody listening to this right now who's going to take the idea of a pudding skin, of a jelly skin single.
They may as well, I hope they do. I mean, because what are we left with? That one fucking jar filled with peanut butter and jelly in the same jar.
What about a mustard single?
Mustard single will be fantastic. You can, and the thing is, you can use it on a burger. You could use it on a sandwich.
You can just, because let me ask
you
a question.
Let's say you just like mustard. Yeah, or you have a hot dog. You don't have to twist the hot dog in the bun to get all the mustard in. Just wrap the fucking mustard single around the hot dog. It's completely coated now.
Can you think of anything more grotesque than the crud on the nozzle of mustard?
The Golden's little twisty knob, little plastic squeezy thing? That little crusty mustard disc at the top. Let me ask you something. Sometimes we're not all there when we're making our sandwich. We're in the zone. We're moving very quickly. You have your bread set out. You squeeze the mustard. You see the disc, the little crust disc. Do you remove it?
I do remove it, of course.
I'll eat it. I will eat that.
Excuse me?
I will eat the crusty mustard. It looks gross. I'll remove it if I can. But if it's already on the bread, I'm moving. I'm making sandwiches here. I'm trying to be eating soon. I'm not going to be picking little things up. If it's on there, it's on there. And honestly, it's not that bad. You can think it's a fucking a caraway seed or something, a sesame seed. I don't know.
Do you wipe the nozzle off after you're done?
I'm too busy. I am too busy to be wiping nozzles off. I'm trying to get the salami on now. The mustard's on. I'm getting the salami. Do you understand? The mustard's got to go away. It's got to be chilled. Leave the little mustard there. I don't care.
Do you have a certain order of where you put your meat?
Yes. Female parts only,
order?
Frank.
Where do you put your meat?
Where do you put yours?
I always have to put the meat first and the cheese on top of the meat. I always put the meat down first and then the cheese. Is that what you do?
So do you rub the meats together? You take your meat and then rub it against the other meat that's already there? Sometimes you get that really old meat, you know, that old meat that you have, and it just oozes out all over the good meat, and it just ruins the moment. This is why we need individually wrapped salami and ham and cold cuts. Everything should be individually wrapped.
Well, I believe they are, aren't they?
Fuck
already?
The environment. No, they're wrapped in like 5,000 pieces together. Oh. You take one out, and then 2 days later, you have fucking just a jellied slime that you look at it. It looks like oil poured into a lake. That little rainbow, little haze. If the light hits it right, it's disgusting. I want one-time use only salami.
What about
put preservatives in it? I don't give a shit.
What about cum singles?
Cum singles? What for you? To just put over your eyes like fucking cucumber slices. I want to be youthful. It's good for the skin. Or just throw it like a frisbee into some broad mouth. She catches it like a fucking lapdog.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. It's absolutely insane. What other things would you use? What other things could we turn into?
I think individual watermelon slices.
Wrap. We'd never have to carve a watermelon again.
How messy is carving a watermelon?
It's damn near impossible. And then and that stickiness. The stickiness stays around forever. It's garbage.
I hate sticky.
Now, Barb had said something to me. She said, making a s'more. A girl. Baba. She says, making a s'more is probably, you know, the most time-consuming and annoying thing ever. You got to get this fucking thing on a stick. And just turn all the pieces into thin slices. The marshmallow, the fucking chocolate, and then put them on graham crackers. If I had individually wrapped chocolate and marshmallow, I would be making s'mores every fucking day of my life.
You know what? The thing with s'mores is, we don't know, is a new concept. That's only been around for the last 5-6 years or so. That wasn't around when I was a kid. And
really?
To have s'mores on a single is a delicious idea.
It would be. And you know what? Combine them both. I want a chocolate marshmallow swirl. A veritable Rocky Road slice. Tom from Philly apparently has never seen Seinfeld because he says he wants chocolate pudding slices. Well, maybe not the skin. He just wants the slices. I think that there should be like liquidy versions of the slices that melt. For example, what about a gravy slice? It gets out into the open air and eventually melts like a nice cheese. You put it on some warm meat, it melts turns into gravy.
That's a great idea.
I'm telling you, this is limitless. Everything should be fucking individually wrapped slices.
Talking about it, though.
I don't understand why you're so paranoid. Nobody's going to steal these worthless ideas.
What about individual pickle slices?
Well, they have the jar. They have the jar of the
pickle
stackers.
Right, but you got to put your fingers in the jar.
Eh, that doesn't matter. There's already piss in that water. Every pickle jar has been pissed into. That's my theory. Because I've seen people piss in the ShopRite barrels. The big barrels with the huge pickles. People urinate in those.
That was always a treat as a kid, getting that pickle from the barrel.
Yeah, for you, I bet you it was. Pulling out that nice big pickle, you suck off the juices. You really liked that, didn't you? You liked to make the you liked to suck the pickle dry, didn't you?
I liked grabbing the pickle from the barrel.
Yep. I don't know, Frank.
You got your little you had your little bag, your little white bag with the little tongs, and you felt like an adult putting the tongs in the barrel and put it in a nice bag.
Yeah, in the little bag, just so it can leak through. The rest of the liquid would leak right.
You know
through.
What was the worst? When somebody used to bring a fucking pickle to lunch. They used to fucking wrap it up and fucking, no matter how good they wrapped it, it stunk to fucking high heaven.
13 pieces
all over the place.
13 awful. Pieces of wax paper just for one pickle spear.
That's why you need a pickle single. See?
You need the pickle single. Yes, I agree. What about a pickle roll-up? Just fucking chain them together and roll them up. Or how about a fucking sandwich bag? Okay, I mean, we're getting a little excessive with the pickles. But then again, now I'm thinking about it. Pickles go on burgers quite nicely. But it gets difficult to make burgers because... You know, I like the lettuce, the tomato, and the onion. I want a nice slice of lettuce, tomato, and onion.
Let me ask you a question about the whole burger thing. Don't you feel that when you put all these refreshments on, like the pickles and the lettuce and tomato, that it takes away from the flavor of the charbroil burger?
No, I think it adds to it. It adds to it, and it's nice. It's cool and it's hot.
You like the combination of hot and cold, don't you?
Yeah.
McDonald's used to have a sandwich called the McDLT. Hot on one side and cool on the other. Are you aware of that?
I am aware that they had that big, goofy, double-sided styrofoam
thing. They had the double-sided. Now, this is before your time. This is probably back when I was in high school, back in 1986 or 85, I believe it came out.
Because
you were still 5 years old. Isn't that true?
And they were kind of billing it like a real burger. This is a real burger now you're getting from McDonald's. Not just a McDonald's burger. You're getting an actual hamburger.
Blah, right, blah, right. Blah, blah, blah.
Terrible.
Sometimes I'm in a mood for a burger with all the toppings on it, and then sometimes I'm just in a mood for a burger with nothing on it, so I can get the full flavor of the charbroiledness.
Now you like a good backyard barbecue, right?
I enjoy it.
I do too, because we're Americans. We enjoy these things. What are the top two things served at a backyard barbecue?
Condiments or main courses?
Main courses.
You got to have the chicken and the burgers and the hot dogs. You know, what can you do?
How many are you going to name? The top two. It's obviously the hot dogs and the hamburgers.
The cheap people just have hot dogs and hamburgers.
Yeah, like, but there's others. But everybody has the hot dogs and hamburgers. Now, yes. Frank, I'm telling you right now, you have to eliminate one. Which one do you get rid of?
I think more people would be inclined to prefer the hamburger.
So you would get rid of hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
But how great is a fucking hot dog when you just feel like not, you don't want the fucking greasy little bottom part of the bun. You don't want any of that bullshit. You don't want to risk somebody undercooking your burger. You know how fucking irritating it is when somebody puts frozen burgers by mistake and they serve it to you. It's got that cold center. It's just black on the outside.
I've never had a frozen burger before.
Jimmy's party. At Jimmy Rhodes' party, he cooked frozen burgers.
Oh, did you say anything to him?
Everybody did. There was a big fucking cloud of smoke. They were completely black and red on the inside. You can't fuck up a hot dog.
You know, you could get diseases with eating that stuff.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why I'm sick today. I don't know. But you cannot fuck up a hot dog. You roll and you.
Well, you can eat a hot dog right out of the package.
You can, but the thing is, you can't fuck it up. You look for the little three lines going down the side, and then you put it on a bun and you give it to somebody. The ease of preparation for a hot dog leads me to say bye bye to the hamburger. Bye bye, hot dog all the way. I choose hot dog all the way. Ease of preparation. You just put a couple bottles on a table and, you know, you hand somebody a fucking bun. That's it. You roll these fucking things on the grill for a little while. That's it. No flipping. Rolling. You don't. You can prepare hot dogs with your thumb. Just burp, burp, burp.
Now, could you eat a hot dog with...
Can I eat a hot dog what?
Can you eat a hot dog with nothing on it when you get it grilled?
I gotta have mustard. I can't, and I cannot have ketchup.
Do you like the footlongs or the shorties?
I do enjoy, either way, I'll have 1 foot long or I'll have 2 of the regular hot dogs. I enjoy hot dogs.
You like the real fat ones, like the real fat ones, like the that are kind of like when you bite them, they, do you like those?
When you bite them, they what?
They snap when you bite them.
yeah. The kinds that usually have ties on them, like a Thumans or a Sabrettes or something like that. I don't know. Something that you have to get from a butcher. Something real nice. I enjoy the hot dogs. I got to tell you, I have to piss. I know we're cutting into this. I have got to piss. What, do you have something for us on the breaks here? I mean, you are programming the breaks.
I'm programming it. I will be programming it as soon as you go. I'll get ready now.
Okay, here we go. It's the DJ Newstyle Show. Germ Freak's got something for you right now.
The DJ Newstyle Show will be back after something.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay. That's so fucking corny. I'm embarrassed I even said that. All right, calm down. Okay. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh.
5, 4...
I gotta pull it up! Wait a second!
What are you talking about?
I gotta pull it up!
Can we get this fucking show on the road here?
Please. Hold on a second. Ah, fuck, where the hell is this shit at now?
And 5.
I'm not 4, ready yet! 3.
You said you were ready.
I'll tell you when I'm ready.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Ah, fuck! Hold on a second. Goddamn son of a whore. All right, let's see.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3.
I'm not ready! Okay, you can do the countdown.
In 5, 4, 3.
Okay, I haven't done this in a while, so just calm down, all right? Okay. This song first appeared in 1977 on a Boston radio station called WBCN as a demo tape. Shortly thereafter, it became the song... Fuck! Do I just keep going, or are you going to tell me to go?
Do you need another countdown or no?
I don't need a countdown, but do I... After I fuck up, do I go with the next one?
Just or- go.
How many fucking times can I say the word song in a sentence? This song came out in 1977 from a band in Boston. God, help me. Oh, God. Okay. From their self-titled 1978 album, sung by the bass player as opposed to the original lead singer, this song came out in... I already said when it came out! From their 1978 self-entitled album, this song became a popular tune. God help. I'm sorry. Just calm down. I apologize. Just give me a second to gather my thoughts. Oh,
Frank, are you okay?
Yeah, I just want to gather my thoughts for a second. Just give me 5 just to gather my thoughts.
Okay, 5, 4, 3.
This song is from the self-entitled album of a group from Boston, Massachusetts. It came out in... Jesus! Oh, fuck! I said the thing! I said it! Okay, calm down. I apologize. This song came out in 1978. This song from the self-entitled. The following song is from the self-entitled album from a group that came out of Boston. This song reached. I don't even know what it reached. All right, this is the final one. Otherwise, I'm quitting. I have pizza to eat. This song came out in 1978 off of this group's self-entitled album. Sung by the bass player as opposed to the lead singer, it became a highly requested tune. I Don't Mind You Hanging Out and Talking in Your Sleep. Just what I needed. Boom, by the car. That's gay. I even said it. Go, let's.
I don't mind you hanging out and talking in your sleep. Doesn't matter where you've been, as long as it was deep, yeah. You always knew to wear it well, and you look so fancy, I can tell. I don't mind you hanging out and talking in your sleep.
So kind of you to join us at the DJ New Style Show. Hear us talk, that's hearustalk.com. Download all of our stuff, our shit, all the previous episodes, djnewstyleshow.com. Join us in the forums. Thank you very much. Germ Freak, I apologize for taking a break. I was so filled with piss, it hurt me.
Well, it's because you had a lot of tea with the caffeine. It caused you to pee.
I have pissed 17 times today. And not just like a little no, bowls of piss. I just so much liquid has passed through my system right now. It's not even funny. I'm definitely gonna be fucking terrible tomorrow. I'm terrible right now. It's gonna be miserable tomorrow.
Well, I can't feel sorry for you if you go to work. So
well, I'm gonna go to work.
Well, don't look for my sympathy.
I'm gonna go to work with the hopes of infecting everybody. I'm gonna touch all the little nozzles on the water cooler. I'm gonna run my finger through the coffee grinds. Just go.
Do you have your own mug at work?
Yeah, I have two. I have two mugs.
Did you ever think that? Are you ever worried somebody may accidentally use it?
I wouldn't like it. I'm not worrying about it though. If it happened that somebody did it, I wouldn't be that pleased. I keep them in my office. I don't keep them in the little kitchen area.
Oh.
I mean, if somebody used your mug, you'd be pissed, right? But the thing about you is you worry about it.
The mug at work, what is on it? Anything? It's just a plain mug? Is there any writing on it? What's on it?
Just a plain mug.
Okay.
Plain like, mugs, that's all.
Oh, it fits the owner.
Oh, it fits the owner. I'm very plain, aren't I?
I apologize.
You son of a bitch. Frank, I wanted to discuss a few things. Now, yes. You have a bit that I accidentally misfired, which is okay. You talk about things that you think are gay. You isn't that true?
Yeah, there have been times that I've done that, yes.
Really? The thing is, though, that we rattle through them a little bit. And I want to take a little bit of a different approach with this. Is it gay? Now, I want to kind of center this edition of Germ Freak Radio's Is It Gay? With a central theme. What non-sexual acts are decidedly gay if done by two guys? Now, I'm not talking about, dude, you suck his dick, you're a faggot. Obviously, that's sexual. We're talking about non-sexual acts. See, are you with me, Frank?
Yes.
Do you understand? What about riding in a rickshaw pulled by another man? Is that gay?
Yeah, this came up to me by the producer, Rob Giggs. I think he was on vacation and he saw two guys in a rickshaw. He frankly called me up and said, Frank, is this gay?
I mean, is convenience gay? I mean, that's kind of convenient to be whisked away from your car to, I guess, the inside of the casino. This was what, Atlantic City?
I think he was in Atlantic City. I'm not too sure.
Is the fact that it's another dude pulling you, and I guess all you can really see in front of you is the back of some dude. Is that really the gay angle?
You know, I didn't want to say anything, but you told me that when you were in high school, you took a handsome cab ride with another dude.
I never did.
That's what you told me.
I never told you that.
And you had hot chocolate, and you were you had a blanket over your knees.
Yeah, no, that would be gay. Because that's a moment. I'm saying there's obvious things that would be a moment. If you're with a dude and you have a blanket over both your knees and you're sipping cocoa while a fucking handsome cab pulls you about, that's a little bit gayer than being, you know, taken from your car to an inside place just for a buck tip. Something like that. I don't think it's necessarily all that gay. We're talking about non-sexual acts that are decidedly gay in society's eyes, if they're done by two guys. Now, Frank, you mentioned sharing the handsome cab ride. What now? The horse and carriage ride is gay if you're with another dude,
unless you're in the 1880s Wild West. Yes.
Yeah. There's no reason for two men to be in a horse and carriage together unless they're trying to throw off the cops and they're doing a very elaborate drug deal. There is no reason for you to be in a horse and carriage ride. The number to call is 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Newstyle Show. I hope you would mute whatever you're listening to before you please start talking. Holy shit.
Rob Giggs, what's going on?
Giggs, would you mute whatever you're listening to, please?
I don't know how to work these things.
Yeah, that's evident. What's going on, buddy?
Actually, the whole rickshaw deal, yeah, it was in Atlantic City. And it wasn't just that there was two guys in a rickshaw getting pushed by this brown person. It was more or less they were trying to stay as far as possible away from each other, and they were noticeably uncomfortable.
So they
both had their, like, hands on their knees, trying not to, like, touch one another and keep room in between them in this tiny little carriage.
So it's the nervousness on their face that really made you
disgusting suspect.
But then, exactly. Frank, you would act the same way, though.
Ken, I would like to know if you would go on a handsome cab ride with me.
Absolutely not. No way in hell. But, Frank, if we were in a rickshaw together, you would obviously be trying to create as much room between you and me as possible.
Yes, I would be stuck to the side there. I'd be glued to the side and not go into the middle.
I think the situation, like, you see, the initial one was a guy being pulled by another guy. Now, if you have two guys in a rickshaw, That's gay, I think. Convenience aside.
What was they actually they got off in front of me.
They got
and they both reached in their pockets and
did you watch?
They both divvied up the bill, like, so they actually, you know, they're going in their pockets trying to figure out how much it is. It's not like, you know, one guy's just like, here you go, take this and leave. They're both like reaching in trying to figure out how much the bill is, and
so they're splitting it. I would say that there's no way that could be straight. No way whatsoever. Frank, you would agree, right?
Would you go into a rickshaw if with another guy if it was pulled by a woman?
There actually was a few women pushing these things, and they weren't bad looking in my eye. So I'm not sure.
The thing about it, I mean, the appeal would be like, dude, look at this broad. She's got an ass. But that's the same thing as like a strip club. Like, would I want to be sitting with my knee touching my friend's knee, staring at a stripper? I don't want to be near an aroused friend.
Why don't you tell people where you were last night when I was talking to you on the phone? Why don't you divulge that?
Well, last night, me and Frank were talking about the show. And at one point, I told Frank that, Frank asked me where I was, and I said, I'm just laying on my bed. And you got so offended by that.
I felt dirty.
Giggs, what's the word on this? Another guy, one guy laying on his bed, talking on the cell phone to another dude. Clearly, nothing wrong with that.
No, I would have to agree with you, Ken. I don't believe there's anything wrong with that, unless you purposefully, you know, unless you came out with it before Frank would ask, like, you know, like, hey, by the way, I'm just laying on my bed, you know.
Ken, you were describing what you were wearing.
No,
too.
I was
That's
not.
The worst
you
part
fucking
of it.
Douche. If I were wearing like Spandy Man's scuba suit and fucking twirling a cord, if it were a corded phone with my one leg in the air, then that would be a little bit gay. But I'm just fucking laying on my bed. It's the end of the fucking day.
You told me, yeah.
I told you what?
You had your feet up.
I was a joke, you fuck. You overreacted. You were so fucking out of line. The thing is, you projected yourself to be in the situation. Like, for example, you took it that I'm on the phone with you laying in my bed, that you're now laying in the bed with me. That's how you made that fucking jump. Your subconscious mind made the jump from being on the phone to being in bed with another dude.
I swear on my family that never crossed my mind, but obviously it crossed yours, and that's the clue that you're a fag.
I'm not the one that got all up in arms because the person on the phone was doing anything. For example, if I'm on the phone with you and I go take a piss and you hear a toilet flush, you become, ah! What's going on?
Yeah, because you're talking to me with your dick out. Your dick is exposed to the air while you're on the phone with me.
I don't understand.
I'm a big culprit of that myself. It does not make a difference whether or not I'm on the phone with somebody.
If you're on the phone and you have to piss, Rob Giggs, you piss. Am I right?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, you have to. It's just, it's madness. Frank, you're out of your mind.
I apologize. Maybe I'm going too far.
Rob Giggs, thank you very much for your gay rickshaw story. Thank you, buddy.
Later.
That's bestinshowradio.com. They're on Thursday nights, 8 to 11 on Hear Us Talk. Thing you do with your ears and a place to be. We're talking about non-sexual acts that are decidedly gay in society's eyes if done by two guys. Now, Frank, what about having a picnic in the park? Two friends go out for lunch in the park. They maybe bring a basket of snacks. Is it gay?
Hey, come on.
Would you go on a picnic with me?
No.
In a park. You wouldn't do that.
No.
Because you suspect that it's a gay act.
Yes.
I think it's definitely gay. I don't think society's wrong on this.
One time, Ed McGrath told me he went with a dude. He brought like one of those checkered tablecloths and a fucking a nice bottle of
a nice blue gingham sheet. He just spread it out like the intro in Full House, put the big basket down, ate some cheese, and sampled some wine with another dude, and then they both got a rickshaw together. I don't know. He's a little bit conflicted, I think. Frank, what about going to a soft rock concert together and holding up lighters next to each other during slow ballads?
Well, it's funny you mention that. I'm going to be attending a concert pretty soon.
You're going to go to a show?
Yes, we're going. I'm going to a...
Notice how I said show, not concert.
It's a concert.
It's a show.
And I kind of got... I'm going to a concert with somebody, and I don't know whether how to act when I'm at the concert.
Well,
I mean,
what concert is it?
I'm going to see a group called AC/DC.
Really?
Yes. And I don't know. Do I stand up in the seat? Is it okay for me to get into the music or what?
Who are you going with?
I'm going with Ed the Vagina Fucker, the Rubber Vagina Fucker. McGrath.
So did he buy three tickets, one for you and one for his rubber gooch? Is the rubber vagina going to sit in between you guys just to keep you two boys on the level?
You know what? That's a good question. I wonder if there's a space between our two seats there.
You know,
anyway,
you know they're going to be right together. We have a caller here. It's 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Newstyle show. Who's this?
Hi, this is the Vagina Fucker, which is totally outrageous, I know.
Yeah, I know. It's really obscene for a guy to be a vagina fucker, I know, right? Ed, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. It's nice to be home. I was out in Seattle the last couple weeks and had to listen to the podcast, so it's good to be here live.
Cool. Good to have you. So you're going to a concert, AC/DC, with our buddy Germ Freak.
Yeah, I don't know why, but yeah, I decided I wanted to go, and I really didn't want to go by myself, and I know Frank enjoys the AC/DC, so I thought I might ask him.
So you asked him out?
Yes.
Did you go and you know, run it by his parents? Check it out. Are you, at any point, do you anticipate standing up, enjoying yourself, or do you think that, you know, because Frank's there, it's going to be a bit of a downer?
No, I think it's going to be fun. Just watching Frank get into the music and dance, that could be disturbing.
Frank, okay. First of all, there'll be no dancing.
You're not going to dance?
That's number one. There's no dancing, okay? I will sit there like a stiff board, like an ironing board.
Oh, my God. You're
and
horrible.
Listen to the music.
Are you going to hold up a lighter, Frank?
No, I don't think AC/DC does not have any power ballads, thank Christ.
They don't. So you're just going to sit there like a lump, and Ed's going to be enjoying himself. And that's going to make you comfortable that another man is enjoying himself next to you?
The last concert I went to was a what concert I went to last. And I felt a little awkward being there. And now look at this. We're getting customers staring at us. And the thing with this group, it's a more manly group, so it won't be as gay.
Yeah. I don't know.
And you're a fan of AC/DC yourself. Don't deny it.
I enjoy some of their hits.
I prefer Bon Scott, but unfortunately he died 28 years ago.
Yeah.
On his own vomit.
When you were a young man of about 32.
Yes.
So you're going to go to this concert and you're not going to do a goddamn thing. You're going to be a mope. Ed, he's going to ruin it for you.
No, I don't think so. I think he'll get into it more than he thinks he is. But the story that I feel needs to be told is Frank's demands upon where we might be sitting for this concert.
Really?
Excuse me?
Yeah, it was a whole half-hour episode, which he gave me a list of demands.
What demands?
Well, I had to send him a map of the fucking Meadowlands, which I'll post in the chat room.
A map of the Meadowlands?
A map of the Meadowlands Arena. And there were only certain sections that were appropriate to Frank's enjoyment of the concert. So out of the 17 or 18,000 seats in this arena, I think like 300 seats were acceptable to him.
Oh my God. Where did he demand to sit?
Well, as far as the floor was concerned, he only wanted to sit in the first three rows.
You're out of your mind, Frank. Why only the first three rows?
I'm not going to pay $90 for a ticket.
90? Dude, you should be paying like $600 for the first three rows.
Well, the thing with this concert, it was $90 wherever you sat.
Really? Good luck getting the seats, is what I'm saying. They're going to be selling them on fucking StubHub and every other goddamn place for way more than it's worth. I don't know,
Ed. I might have to screw you, Frank, and sell your ticket.
Is it only not gay? Is this a straight venture because it's AC/DC? Like, if it were REM, is it going to be gay? Does it depend? Yeah. Does it depend on the band?
Yeah, the artist. Yeah, definitely. If we were going to see fucking Coldplay, it would be a little gay.
So, what about like an Avril Lavigne concert?
Well, I don't know about Frank, but I certainly wouldn't go to that.
You wouldn't. Frank would, though. Frank, you like you like the little pop songs, don't you?
I like the feel good songs. Yeah,
you do. I know you do. Like this little number.
Yeah!
Frank would dance and do like the fucking... He would do the Freddy in his seat. Just fucking wave his arms from side to side. You're such a fucking fag, Frank. Oh, God. So, Ed, I want you to know, Frank does try to do the reach around. He'll do the yawn and reach over, put his arm around you. You gotta watch out for that.
Oh, I just made that move last week myself.
Nice. Very, very nice.
On yourself?
I didn't know rubber vaginas had arms.
No, I actually got into a dating situation.
Oh. Whoa!
Nice, congratulations, Ed.
Whoa, Ed, you dated a live person.
Ed, what's it like to not have to rip cellophane off your date?
Well, funny you should mention that because I gave her a call earlier today to kind of tell her that I was no longer interested in continuing said relationship. As I've gotten older, I'm becoming a pain in the ass, and there were a few reasons why I could no longer continue with this woman. So,
would you care to divulge any of these?
Well, the two big ones are, she has a lot of friends, and her best friend has 5 kids, with ages ranging from about 2 to 11.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I really want no part of that. So I know I'm going to have to, if I continue on, I'm going to have to interact with these people, and that's just no good for any party involved.
So you prefer the interaction of rubber?
Well, to having to fake his way through a fucking a family outing that isn't his family, some other.
It's not like you're gonna be living with them, though. You know, I mean, here you have a chance to be with a real life person.
No, I'm sure he's been with her. Obviously, he had to call to terminate the relationship.
Did she cry?
No. I called and I left a message, and she hasn't called me back.
Oh,
so I might actually skate out of this. If she doesn't return my call, then just to hell with her.
Could you tell us? Could you reenact the phone call to the message you left, please?
I just said, "Hey, it's Ed. Give me a call back when you get a chance." I wasn't gonna leave something on an answering machine. Since I only met with her a couple times and there was no sexual activity, I thought the phone call breakup was appropriate.
So, Ed, you're going through a breakup?
Hardly.
Listen to the words of this knowledgeable young man. This is what you should listen to, apparently. Dashboard Confessional. Just throw that on. Ed, are you coping? You're not cutting yourself, are you?
No, I'm fine because obviously I'm going to terminate this early in the process just to not get too attached. The second one is she's married.
excuse me?
Yeah, she's separated, but still technically married. But anyway, the thing that really sealed the deal was I went over to her house to pick her up to go out to eat. Walked into her kitchen. And hanging on the wall from the kitchen to the, as you walk into the living room, is a sign that said, "And they lived happily ever after." So,
oh man,
yeah, a little awkward.
Oh,
wow!
And you should have written in your own jizz until tonight.
Did you mention it? Did you say anything to her about that or no?
Yeah, I did. At the end of the night, like, hey.
And what'd she say?
She said, well, she was too lazy to paint it. She was looking for a sign. It hangs over like an archway. So it's a long rectangular sign.
Yeah.
So she was looking for one with the exact same dimensions so that painting would not be necessary. So apparently she didn't find anything to suit her needs. So apparently just leaving it up there was what she went with.
I don't know, Ed. Do you have a way to get through this? I mean, are you gonna pick yourself up by your own bootstraps? Are you gonna be able to get through? Or you're not gonna write any shitty emo music or poetry or anything like that?
No, I went and saw a prostitute today, so I thought that would be the way.
That's wonderful.
Did you cheat on your prostitute with your rubber cunt?
No. A lot of people might think I'm a creep for going to see the prostitute before the actual breakup. But since I don't have any further intentions and I was going to do this the right way, I thought it would be okay.
Well, that's interesting. Frank, last words for Ed.
Ed, Ed, you know what? At what point, Ed, are you going to go the rest of your life going to prostitutes?
Possibly. I'm becoming old. I'm becoming inflexible. I don't want to compromise.
Well, you should do some yoga. You'll be plenty flexible. And then the prostitutes aren't going to have friends with kids.
You know, Grivo mentioned it is cheaper. Between dinner and entertainment and all that, just to plop down $100 for 15
minutes. Did you ever feed your little vagina?
You never had to buy a meal for that little cunt that
did
you
ever like stick a spoon of like applesauce in its twat clit?
Draw two eyes above the opening and yes. Serve it some motts.
I haven't even touched that thing in 2 months.
Bullshit.
It might be
Oh, you guys are going through a little bit of a tiff, are you?
Yeah, we are.
Oh my goodness. Ed, I hope it all works out for you. I really do.
Yeah, I think it will.
I wish you and your polyurethane the best.
Thanks, that means a lot.
Ed, you know what they say. If you truly love her, set her free. So right now you should take your rubber cunt and throw it at the neighbors. Free, free, set your rubber cunt free. Well, I don't know about that, Frank, but I had a good time on the show with you. Episode 185 in the books. DJNewStyleShow.com. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
I want to say good night, everybody.
But this is us?
Best in show plug, please. 8 to 11 Thursday nights. But this is us. Yeah, no. Shut up.
That's right. Be sure to tune in to Best in Show. That's bestinshowradio.com. Every Thursday night on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. They're on from 8 to 11. They're excellent. We're garbage. They're excellent. And also what?
Look out for me on whatever. Anyway.
That's right. You have a bit of an appearance on Ron and Fez Thursday.
Yes, I'll be on Ron and Fez this Thursday. So look out for me. Thank you.
This Thursday, Ron and Fez, our own germ freak.
Yes.
Pay attention. Thank you. Wollt doch auch das Blut von Degen lecken. Rammstein. Rammstein.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Hasha, hasha, give it to me, baby, give it to me.
Go suck banana, fuck you.